Today's daf is daf. Hey, so we got to the very last line of Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan. That sounds strong today. Tanu Rabbanan, you can move over. No one's going to complain.
I'm looking for more.
Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Sure. Tanu Rabbanan, Dine Mamanis Mishlosha. When it comes to the monetary case, we already know by now you need three Dayanim. V'im Hayam Mumcha L'Rabim Da Nafilu Yechidi. If he's a Mumcha L'Rabim, the definition of Mumcha L'Rabim, it's a dispute, but the way the Adrama writes is a person who knows all of Mishnah and Talmud, and he shikol das, he knows how to assess things, and he's got a number of years of training. So that's a mumcha l'rabim. So he could be done afilu yechidi, even by himself, he's allowed to judge. So Rashi writes on top, this is a din deraisa dechsiv b'tzedek tishpot kisaver ein kan eir parshas. Tzedek tishpot, one judge is able to judge a case mideraisa. Tosos here, this first Tosos goes against Rashi, and he ends up saying halfway down this Tosos, it's, I don't know, we have to figure yourselves, but next to Rabbeinu Chananel, if you have that, Lechach, nearly, dafilu man debay gimel mumchin midiraisa. Even the one who holds midiraisa, you require three mumchin, takanta derabanan hi, the yachin mumchin l'rabim dan afilu yechidi. According to Shitas Tosos, the heter mumchin l'rabim is only a din Dirabanan against Rashi, thinks it's even in Din Deraisa works according to this opinion. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman kigon ana dan din mamanis biyachidi. Rav Nachman understood who he was, and he said that someone like myself can judge a case biyachidi. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yechia kigon ana dan din mamanis biyachidi. We have a few places in Shas that we're familiar with that with the Amorim understood who they were, and even though it sounded like some level of gaiva that they said I'm a mumcha who could judge, it's not an issue of gaiva, just recognizing who they were and what their kochos were. So the Gemara says now, ask Sibai Luhu Kigon Ana de Gamirna Vesavirna Venaktina Rishusa. So someone like me, so I'm learning Gamirna means I've gotten the Sora, I know tradition. Savirna means I'm logical. And Nakita Rishusa, I was granted permission, I was given a heter, Rashi says, Meresh Galusa, to judge. So I'm allowed to. Ava lo naki Rishusa dinei, lo dinei. But a person who has not received Rishus, he could be the greatest Talmud Chacham, he could be Gemirna Vesavirna, but he didn't receive Rishus, he can't judge. Odilma afa gav delo nakit Rishusa dinehu, dina din. Or do we say, even if the guy doesn't have Rishus, he doesn't have the license, as long as he's Gemirna Vesavirna, he's allowed to. So in other words, Gemara is asking, do you need to have Kitas Rishus? Do you need to have permission, a license, a smicha, to allow you to go ahead and done Yechidi? So the Gemara brings a raya, Tashma, de Marzutra. Marzutra says, Berei, de Rav Nachman, done Dinei Vita. He judged the case and he made a mistake. This is Marzutra. And also the Kamei, de Rav Yosef, they went to Rav Yosef, seeing if he's responsible to pay for the mistake. Now practice, if you will. So Amarlei, im kabilcha alayu, lo tishalim. If they accepted upon you, what does that mean? It's what we see in the third parak of Sanhedrin called Kiblolayu. The Bali Dinim said, we're accepting whatever you say. So then, there's no mistake. They said, we trust whatever you tell us, that's a good din. So certainly then, you don't have to pay. Elo, if they didn't, Mekabel Alayu, they didn't accept you. They went to you because they thought you were a Dayan. So then, Zil Shalom, you have to pay the mistake you made. But we still see, though, Shema Mina, Kilo Nakit Rishusa Dine Din, Shema Mina. The Psak Din's a good Psak Din, but he has to pay money. So the only difference between Nikitas Rishus and not, whether you get a license to Pater from any mistakes or not, Pater from any mistakes. But in terms of being a good Psak Din, a Gemar Din, that as long as a person's Gemirna Visavirna, it's considered a good Din Torah.
Who classifies in Gemirna Visavirna?
That much I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how it works exactly.
I know.
Right. So yeah, I don't know.
Look,
yeah. No, sorry, I don't know who does that. Tosas writes, look at Tosas Dir Maschil Kigon. He writes, Kigon, I don't know, this is in the wide lines, the four wide lines down, Kigon, Ana dan dine mamanis biyachidi. So v'hadit tnan v'sechaz avos alti dan yachidi. Shein dan yachidi ala echad kadosh baruch. The mission before says, you can't judge by yourself. Only Hashem judges by himself. How could the Gemara here go against the Mishnah Avos? So it says the Mishnah, it's an Eitza Tova Kamash Milan Shlo Yita. We know Mishnah in Avos is not a halachic sefer. It's a sefer of advice in Midos Tovos, in Avos. So actually I saw interestingly a couple weeks ago that the reason why it's called Maseches Avos and not called Maseches Derech Eretz or Maseches Midos is because it's Maseches to the Avos, it's for the parents. Because the best way for the parents to teach their children is for them to show those Midos themselves. It's not supposed to be for the kids to learn Midos. It's for the parents to learn Midos, so now they can then pass on to their children just by showing them how to act properly. But Maseches Avos is all about Eitzes Tovos. So just getting Eitzes Tovos, don't go b'yachidi, don't dam b'yachidi, but mikar din mederaisa, one would be allowed to. Gemara says further now, Omar Rav Hai, Amarav, Hai man de bai lemeidan dine. A person wants to judge v'itah mi bai lemiftar, and he wants to, if he makes a mistake, to protect himself, have some level of insurance plan on any mistakes he made. So what does he have to do? Lishkal reshus mibei resh kalusa. He has to ask permission from the resh kalusa. It's his license. He's able to practice, and he's exempt from any mistakes. V'chein amar Shmuel lishkal reshus mibei resh kalusa. That's the way of exempting you from any mistakes. So the Gemara says pshita mehachalacha. It's obvious if you a person accepts, say, in Bavel, from one area of Bavel to another area of Bavel, or Mehasim, or in Eretz Yisrael, from one area of there to another area of there in Eretz Yisrael, or Mehachalhasim, or from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Mahani. That it's always going to be good. Your Nikitas Rishus in one place in America, New York, is going to work for California. If you have a smicha, it works everywhere. And if you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, it works. That's Davar Pashut. Why? Because the Hacha Shevet V'Hasim B'chokik. Because when it comes to the pasuk describing Bavel, it says Shevet. And when it comes to the pasuk describing Eretz Yisrael, it says Mechokik. What's the difference? Kidatanya. Lo yasur Shevet Yehuda, that you should never lose the Shevet, the staff, the control of Yehuda. Elu Rashi Galios Sheva Bavel Shirodin Eretz Yisrael B'Shevet. It's referring to the judges of Bavel who really had a real strong arm in terms of running the government, running the halachic system there. That's a b'shevet, that's strong. And b'chokeg mi ben raglav, the end of the pasuk, elu b'nei banav shel hillel, shem melamdin tor b'rabim, that they learned b'rabim, but it wasn't such an aggressive way of ruling over them. So you see that in Eretz Yisrael was weaker than that of Bavel. Bavel had a shevet, they were stronger. So the netilas reshus from Bavel will be effective for a good smicha in Eretz Yisrael as well. That much we know. So all that is very good. Now, what about Mehasim Lahacha? What about from Eretz Yisrael, who a person receives a smicha, which is a only mechokek, which is a weaker type of smicha, and they come Lahacha, they come to Bavel Mai, will we recognize the smicha, the license he was granted in Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi explains a little bit clearer what Shevet and Mechokek, the difference is. Rashi says Shevet is Lashon Srara, a level of governing and control. The Yeshlan Rishus Lahafkir, the Hefkir based in Hefkir, that they're able to mafkir a person's property. As opposed to Mechokeg, Rashi says, is Sra Mu'etis. It indicates a weaker type of ruling. So does a person receiving smicha from Eretz Yisrael, is it recognized here in Bavel? That's the Shaila. So the Gemara says, Toshma.
The next Rashi says, they had the Kayaf and Rishus from Malfit Paras.
So that's their source came the
it's even a higher
it could be
or different.
It could be different, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Since the government recognized their smicha shows that they have greater strength to accomplish things, yeah. They're not going to have the hands tied. They'll recognize your halachic psakim as opposed to in Eretz Yisrael. They'll just because the bezin says one thing and the government might not recognize it, which shows a weaker psak. Very good. So the Gemara says, so what's the halacha? Do we recognize this bubble, recognize the smicha given in Eretz Yisrael? So Tashma, the Rabba Bar Chana Dan Dinei Vata. Once he judged the case, he made a mistake. Asla Kami Debi Chia, Amalei Kibluch Alayu, if they accepted you, whatever you said as the psak din, Lo Tishalim, you're not responsible to pay. That's Kiblu Alayu. Vilo, if they didn't accept upon you as a special din, they went to you because they thought you were a dayan. So Zil Shalom, you have to pay because you made a mistake. The Haraba Barchana Rishusa Havanakit. So didn't he accept Rishus from Eretz Yisrael? And we see Shmamina Mehasam Lahacha Laman Lamahani Shmamina. So even though he had Netilas Rishus from Eretz Yisrael, apparently this case happened in Bavel where Rabbi Chiya was, and he was responsible to pay. So we don't recognize the Netilas Rishus in Eretz Yisrael here in Bavel.
So the Rashi says that he went to Rav Chiya in Eretz Yisrael after he donned in Bavel.
Yeah. Which Rashi is this? Rashi says, Shmamina mehasam lahachalamani, the harabba barbachan rushusa havanakit mirebi, the nasi deret yisrahaya, kidamina lakame bishmaisen benachi yori the Bavel.
One before that.
Before, okay. Also, Eretz Yisrael lakame der Bichia. So after he gave a psak din in Bavel, he returned back there to Eretz Yisrael to ask Rav Chiya what the psak was. So the Gemara says, "Velomahani, does it really not work? Does Babel really not recognize Eretz Yisrael's Nitzias Rishus?" V'ha Rabba bar Rav Huna, ki hava minsei b'hadei debei Resh Galusa. He's once having an argument, a dispute with the house of the Resh Galusa. Resh Galusa was known to having a lot of fights going on there. It's a place you should stay far away from. So Amar la minayichu nikita Rishusa. So he says to Resh Galusa, "I didn't ask Rishus from you guys. I don't have a license from you. I don't need to respond to you." Now, Kita Rishusa me Abba Meri. I received it from Abba Meri. And Abba Meri received it from Rab. And Rab me Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia me Rabbi. All this did in Eretz Yisrael. I don't need to hear what you have to say. I don't need to answer you. So it sounds like that Bavel, Resh Galusa, should accept and recognize the Netilas Rishus from Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, Milsa Ba'alma Huda Akim Lai. He was just blowing him off and says, "I'm not interested in talking to you. I'm not your, you're not my boss. Get away from me." V'chima Acher de Lamahani. So after it doesn't work, so Rabba Barchana, Rishus Dina Kita Lomli. So if he lived outside Eretz Yisrael, so what was the good of getting a license from Eretz Yisrael if he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, La Yaros HaOmdim Agvulon, to help deal with the cities that were on the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, that even though they were Chutzlarts, they had the same status as Eretz Yisrael itself. They needed to get the license of Eretz Yisrael to judge in those bordering cities. There's interesting toes in the bottom, Dibra Maschil Dehacha. He asks, Dehacha Shevet V'Hasa Mechokik. In this Gemara, it sounds like Bavel was stronger, greater than Eretz Yisrael. So he asks, Mashma, the Shevet Adif, that Shevet's greater? V'ha Da'amar B'Perek Makum Shinagu P'sachim Daf Nun Aleph, Avami Bavel Eretz Yisrael, Kevin Danan Kafinin Lehu, Abdinan Kivasayu. It's referring to Minhagim of one place to the next. So the Gemara says, person goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, we have to follow the minhagim of Eretz Yisrael because we are kafuf to Eretz Yisrael, which indicates Eretz Yisrael is stronger than that of Bavel, the opposite of our Gemara. So answers Rabbeinu Tam, Dehani milei b'milsa de Isser v'heter. When it comes to Isser v'heter, b'nei Eretz Yisrael chachimei tafek, tfei. They're greater chacham than Eretz Yisrael, gavi Isser v'heter, because de'avira de'Eretz Yisrael machkim kedamar hacha. In terms of Torah, understanding Isser v'Heter, Eretz Yisrael is greater. Aval inyan hafgalas mamon lipater de hefker beis in hefker di adifa b'nei bavel di ikre shevet. But to remove a person to something that requires aggression, so then bavel stronger. So all we're saying is bavel stronger, but Eretz Yisrael is wiser. That's what Tosos in essence is saying. Gemara now says, last 10 lines or so of the Gemara, of the Amud, my Rishusa. What's Rishusa mean here? So Kihava Nachas Rabba Barchana LeBavel. When he went down to Bavel, Amr Le, they said, Amr Le Rabbi Chia Le Rabbi Ben Achi Yori LeBavel. Rabbi Chia said that Rabba Bar Barchana is my nephew. He's my brother's son. Yora 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 Yora. You want a Yora? Give him Yora. He could paskin Isavahatir. Yodin Yodin. He wants to do Choshe Mishpah, he can get Choshe Mishpah. And Yatir Bechor is Yatir. And they gave him permission to even Matir Bechor. So you could take a look at a Bechor and see whether there's a Mum Kavua and there's a Heter to Shecht it, or there is a Mum Kavua. So Kihava Nachas Rav LeBavel. When Rav went out to Bavel, Amar Le, Rabbi Chia said to Rabbi, Ben Achosi Yor LeBavel, my nephew, my sister's son now, Rav, came down to Bavel. So they asked the same question. Yorah, Yorah, Yadin, Yadin, Yati Bechoros, Al Yati. He didn't give Rav the right to be Mati Bechoros. Okay, so the Gemara asks a question. So this is a Maisa. Now what comes out of all this, it sounds like Pashup Shah from the Gemara, that in terms of Netilas Rishus, you have to have a separate smicha for each category. Like most smicha is called Yorah, Yorah, so I have smicha in Yardaya. I don't have smicha in Yadin, Yadin. Yadin's a separate smicha. And Yati Bechoros is a whole other smicha. So the Ran says you can have smicha in different parts. Some people have, my brother has smicha in Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Erevin, very, very specific, as opposed to overall. So that's permitted. But it sounds like from the Rambam, they point out that he says you need to have all or nothing. It sounds like you need to, if you want to know all, kol tarkula, you get smicha. And if you don't have it, so then you, if you don't have everything, you can't get anything. It sounds against this from the Gemara here, it sounds different like that, but the Gemara, that's how the Rambam sounds. He paskins, you need all or nothing. So the Gemara now asks, there's an issue here, because Rabbi Chia, let's backtrack for a second, I'll say it outside before we see this inside, that we see that Rav and Rabba Barchana were brothers. I think that's what we're going to say, they're brothers. And how come one time he called him the son of my brother, but the other time I call him the son of my sister. But look what the Gemara asks. Maishna lamar de kakari ben achi, umaishna lamar de kakari ben achosi. Why one time are we referring to Rabbi Barachana, the son of his sister, and Rav is the son of his brother? Maybe that's the case. But Bechia's sister had a son whose name was Rav, and he had a brother whose son whose name was Rabbi Barachana. What's the shaila? Because Vaha Marmar, Evo, Vachana, Vishila, Umarta, Rabbi Chia, Kula, Bnei Abba, Baracha, Karsila, Mikafrihava. So let's see. So all these individuals, Ivo is Avua de Rav Hava. This is the father of Rav. So he was a brother of Rabbi Chia. Okay? So Rav was his father was a brother of Rabbi Chia. So why is he calling him the son of my sister? Everyone with me on this? Mm-hmm. Fine. So the Gemara says,
Chana wasn't a brother.
Chana was a sister. A brother, I mean, not a sister. It wasn't a girl's name. It was a boy's name, says Rashi.
Right, and that was the name of Rabu. Rabu's
father. Right. Right. So again, Rabbi Chia had a brother whose name was Chana, who was the father of Rabba, and he had another brother who was Ivo, who was the father of Rav.
But he calls Rav.
The sister. So he's calling Rav the sister, my sister's son, but it's really his brother's son. So the Gemara says, what's Pshat here? So the Gemara says, where'd we go? Again, Rabbi Chia, Kula b'nei Abba Baracha, they're all under the same father of Baracha, of Karsila Mikafra, Havu. So Rav, the Gemara says, Rav Barachua Dehava Barachte. He was the son of his brother, who was also the son of his sister, meaning Rav Barachana, he had half brothers, half sisters, and they got married to each other. So even though, yes, Rabbi Chia had a brother whose name was Ivo, who was the father of Rav, Rabbi Chia had a half-sister from the other side who married Ivo, and they were the parents of Rav. So he was both his brother's son and his sister's son. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. As opposed to Rabba Bar Chana, was only Barachu, was only the son of Rabbi Chia's brother, La Barachte, but his mother was not the sister of Rabbi Chia. Okay, a very close family they had. Ibaisem. Alternatively, really Rav's father was the brother of Rabbi Chia. So why did he call him the son of my sister? Hashem Chachmaso, Dichsev Emor L'Chachma, Achosiat. Because Rav was so great in his wisdom, and the Pasuk tells us in the Mishlei, that a person knows Chachma, it's like knowing your sister so well. So he called him, since Rav knew it so much, he called him the son of my sister, since he was so engrossed in his Chachma. The Gemara now says, "At Yatir Becharos, Yatir Becharos, Ayatir My Taima." If Rav was so great, so why didn't they let him Matir Becharos? They limited him to only Yor and Yadin Yadin. So the Gemara says, "Ilay Mishum Dulo Chacham." If it's because he wasn't so wise, Hakam in the Chacham Tuve. We said he's wiser than the other side of Rabbi Bar Berchana. El Mishum Dulo Bekiya Bemume. He happened to not know. He wasn't a Baki in Mumim. That's all. To be a Baki in Mumim, it doesn't require Chachma. It requires expertise. Not wisdom, just training. But that can't be true. Because Vaha Marab Shmone Esai Chadashim Gedalti Eta Roa Behema Leida Eza Mum Kavu Eza Mum Over. He spent 18 months on a farm to figure out what's a Mum Kavu, what's a Mum Over. And this is very important. I tell people that you think you can learn everything from the Torah. If you're really great, like the Chazon Ish, like the Grum, maybe you can. But if you're not, and you're like Rav, you have to go out to the farm to figure out what these Mum are. Just learning inside the Gemaras and the Pesukim, we're not going to help you. When Chaim Kanievsky was writing his book on grasshoppers, he didn't know what grasshoppers were, so he wrote to the best of his ability, but when it came down to certain things, he needed to look at what that grasshopper looked like, Lemaisa. He can't see everything inside the Gemara. So he asked his daughter to go buy a book on grasshoppers and picture book, and she brought it and didn't have the grasshopper that he needed until the famous Maisa, that grasshopper showed up on his desk or on his wall or something, and he's able to see it in person. Some things you have to actually see and train in real life. So either way, he certainly was an expert in the world of Mumim. He spent 18 months on a farm. So what was the reason why he didn't have the Yatir B'charos? Elalach lok lo kavod l'rabba barchana. To show kavod, to show that he was special, and Rashi explains here two lines down from the top, lach lok kavod l'rabba, k'dei shin hagu bo b'nei bavel kavod shavakle hai chashivusa. Dilu l'rab havi nahagu be yikra b'lav hachi. Rav, everyone respected, everyone knew who he was. But apparently, Rabbi Barachana wasn't getting the respect that he deserved. So they wanted to show, look, Rabbi Barachana has Yatir B'charos and Rav doesn't. So if you're showing kavod to Rav, you should certainly show kavod to Rabbi Barachana. So he did this just to show kavod to Rabbi Barachana. Interesting. But then the Gemara suggests, Ibai Seima, Mishim Ha Gufe Dirab Kiba Mumetfe. It's because at this point he was so good, he was too good. He was so good at checking Bechoros, Vishari Mume Dilo Yadi Inshi. He would be Matir Bechor that others wouldn't recognize and others would think and make mistakes. Vamri, they're going to say, oh, Kiai Gabna Shah Rav. I remember when Rav was said that Mum is good. Vasu Lemishre Mum over. They're going to now be Matir another type of case, and they're not going to be able to compare things as well as Rav was. So for that reason, they said, you're too good for this business. You should really, you're not allowed to Matir Bechoros. It's going to be a tremendous Michshal for others. Gemara now says, Yora Yora, Igama Rishus Olama Lila Mishkal. So if a person was Yora Yora, he said you have the ability, you know you're a Deo well, an Isra Heter, so why then do you have to go to the Reish Kalus or to the Nasi and ask Rishus, am I allowed to go and Paskin? So Gemara says, very importantly, Mishum Maisa Shahaya, once a terrible thing happened, the Tanya, the Braisa says, Pam Achas Halach Rebbe Lamakum Echad. Rebbe went visiting to a certain city, the Rabbi Adam Shem Megablin Iso Seim Betuma. He saw people that were mixing, kneading their dough in tameh, and they weren't concerned with making a tameh. It means when they're mafish challah, the challah is tameh, and you can't mafish challah when it's tameh. So what happened? Amar Lehem, he said, Mipnei ma'atem megablin isoseichem betumah. Why are you guys kneading your dough betumah? So Amar Lehem, they said, what do you mean? Talmud Echad, a certain student once came, Balakan, he came and gave a beautiful shir. For Horolam, he gave us the following psak, Mei bitsam ein machshir. Now, mei bitsam is just types of waters that come from the lake. So the lach is for food to be machshir l'tuma, has to come into contact with one of the seven mashkim. There's dam and there's yayin and there's dvash and there's chalav and there's mayim and there's shemen. So the halach is that if water touches dough, now if I'm tame, if I touch the dough becomes tame. If the dough never comes into contact with water or the seven liquids, and if I touch it, then the bread can't become tame. So they're busy taking, they were tame, and they're taking water from the lake and kneading it with water. So now the dough is mukshar with the water, and now I'm touching it, I'm tame it. So they said, because a Talmud came and gave up sock, you could mix nida, you could knead the dough with maybitsim. So he says, who maybitsim darslu? No, he said maybitsim as in eggs. You can mix dough with eggs. Eggs is not one of the shivamashkim. Eggs does not make the dough hukshar l'tuma. That's what he said. He didn't say may bitsam with the ayin, may beitzim, he said. So inu savar, they thought he was saying may bitsam. They thought he was referring to water from the lakes. Kamar. V'tol, they made a mistake. V'tol nami baha, they made the following mistake as well. That may karmionu, may piga, psulin mipnei shehein may bitsam. So a little bit of a girsa issue that's going on here. But these are river that comes from the lakes. And it says that these are areas are pasul for the mechatas for paraduma. So v'inu savar, they thought midilagabe chatas psili, from the fact that these waters from the rivers are possible for the mechatas, achshu nami lo mikshir. They thought, oh, that means if it's not good for the mechatas, it's not good enough to be machshir food. V'lohi, it's not true. You can't compare mechatas with the halachas of hukshir l'tuma, because hasam, when it came to lenin chatas, b'inin mayim chayim. The reason why the river is disqualified for the mayim chayim for the paraduma is because you need mayim chayim. You need a spring. A river doesn't come from a spring. That's why it's disqualified. But hacha lagabe achshure koldu machshire. When it comes to being machshir food, any type of water, whether it's a spring, whether it's a river, whether it's a lake, all that is machshir. So this was the mistake that they made in misunderstanding the words of this Talmud Echad. So the Gemara says, Tana be'ozosha, that time, gazu, they made a gzera. Talmud al yore elmk notel rishus mirabu. Even though a Talmud Chacham might be a tremendous Talmud Chacham, he might know yore yore, and is given the recognition of his accomplishments, he's not allowed to go ahead and pasuk unless he's got netzias rishus. Why? Rashi explained, because he needs to make sure that when he speaks, it's clear as to what he's saying in terms of clarity of concepts and clarity of pronouncing words, and therefore you need netzias rishus. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Tanchum Brei de Rebbe Ami Iklei Lechata, he went visited a place, and Darish Lui made the following drasha. Mutter lelatos chitin de Pesach. You're allowed to watch lelatos chitin. So Rashi explains that they would soak the wheat in water a little bit, and then they grind them, and they're not concerned that the water that was there is going to turn into chametz. So as long as you do it quickly, you put in water and quickly crush it, that's permitted. So what happened? Amrlo, lav Rebbe manim de min sur ika hacha. Who are you to come give a psak here? We invite you to give a drush, not to give a psak here. We already have Rebbe Mani here, who's our local rabbi. The Tanna, the Braisa says that a Talmud al Yoreh Halacha b'Makom Rabo Elmkin Haya Rachuk b'Mendo Shalosh Parsos Kineged Machane Yisrael. So a Talmud is not able to give a psak in the place of his Rebbe unless it's a distance of three parsels. You can't give such a psak. So how are you able to come into this very makom of the local rabbi and give a psak? So Amar Lehu Lava Daita. I didn't realize this. I was unaware. This happens often. If a person asks me a shayla and Rav Weinberg is in the same room, I won't answer the shayla. I say, go to him, don't bother me. If a person will call me the phone or Rav Weinberg is not around, then I will answer the shayla. But in the same room, based on this din, that you can't pass in shayla, it's in the same makom, so then it's aser. In fact, the Gemara says in Erevin, I think it's chai misa for doing such a thing. The Gemara then says further, Rabbi Chia Chazi Elahu Gavr Davakai Bebeis HaKvaros. He saw a certain person that was standing in the Beis HaKvaros. Amr Lai says to him, La ben ish ploni kohen ata. Isn't your father kohen, which means that you're kohen as well, and he can't be in a base kvaros. So Amr Lai in avua dahu gavra gava inaim hava nasan ena begrusha v'chilu. Yeah, that guy's father was, he was a kohen. He is a kohen, but he was drawn in by his eyes. He found a lovely woman who happened to be a grusha, and he married her, which made me a chalo. I'm not a kohen. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says further now. So the point of this Gemara, look at Rashi. What's this Gemara coming to do here? What's the relevance to what we've been talking about of Al Yorah Adam Halacha B'Makom Rabo? So look at Rashi writes, Rabbi Chia Chazi V'chule. Lo, it's Parishlan Mai Bayahacha. Unclear what this story is doing here, but V'nir B'Einai Rashi suggests Deha Aser Lashmuinan the Afa Gav the Rabbi Chia Tamida the Rabbi Hava Uvim Koma the Rabbi Hava. He was in the same place. Lo Chalak Lo Kavar the Rabbi. He didn't show honor to his Rabbi. Milahafish Zeh Mina Iser. When it comes to being mafish a person from an Iser, a person is not bound to this halacha of Al Yoreh Halacha B'Makom Rabo. If it's coming to an Iser, even if his Rebbe is there, you can stop a person from violating an Iser. And he saw this person whom he thought was a Kohen standing in the Beis HaKvaros. Gemara now says, Pshita Lepalga HaKamri. So Pshita, it makes sense. The guy could get a half type of rishus for yadin, and not get yati yati, let's say, against what the Rambam says. I said earlier, you can get a rishus in certain areas of halacha. But what about al tanai mahu? Can a person have a 10-year license, a 10-year smicha? Can there be an expiration date on a smicha? Is that going to work? So the Gemara says, Tashma, damar le Rabbi Yochanan le Rav Shemen, Hareata Birshusenu ad Shetavo Etzlenu. You are under our control, you have Rishus, until you return back to us. I guess he went to travel, but you see from this case here that you can put a time limit on a smicha.
How does that work? You put a time limit on a smicha? And if either you know it.
No, it's like any other license. You have to go back, CPA has to go back every few years. And
do an upgrade.
Yeah, so same thing like this as well. Either upgrade or just to make sure you didn't forget everything, because a person could forget things. So Gemara says, Guf Amar Shmuel b'shnei shnaim shadanu dineim din. Two people judge a case, it's a good din. Says Shmuel, we saw this a couple days ago. Ella shenikra bezin chatzav. It's called a bezin chatzav, a bezin of chutzpah. Yosef Rav Nachman v'kamer lo shmaitza. He said over this halacha in the name of Shmuel. Esve Ravel Rav Nachman. He challenged him. Rava challenged Rav Nachman. Afilu shnayim mizakin or shnayim mechayvin, ve'echad omer eini yodeya. Two guys say innocent, two guys say guilty, one guy says, I don't know. Yosifu hadayanim, they add in more judges. Now, v'hi isa lehu lehevei kishnayim shadanu. So this is like tier two, because now you've neutralized two guilty, two innocent, as if it's zero and zero now. So now you're bringing two new dayanim, like starting from square one, it's two, it's shnayim, it's two people. And we see lechadchila, this is something that's prescribed. So Gemara says, no, Shiny House, in that case, is different, because they made Kara, Daita Diltasa, Yasivo. There, they initially had three people sitting down. They had five people sitting down. So you don't cancel out the two who said guilty, the two who said innocent. You're adding two to the already existing conversation. That's permitted. But to start off a Din Torah with just two, that's called a Bez Din Chatzif. This case of Shmuel was when they said, in the beginning, from Meikara, they did not have two people. They did not have three people. We go on to the top of the next staff. Yeah, let's go a few lines. The Gemara says, Eisivei Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Omer hadin b'shlosha p'shara b'shnayim. When you're going to have a din Torah, to give a psak, you need three people. But if you're going to take the route of a compromise, a arbitration of some sort, when you do the p'shara, then two people is enough. The yafa koach p'shara mikoach hadin. And the p'shara is a greater koach than that of a din Torah. How so? Sheshnayim shedanu balidinim yachal achzer ben. When two people, when there's two dayanim, so then the balidinim could always retract. They could pull out of this. However, shnayim she'asu pshara ein balidinim yachal achzer ben. But when the two people are giving a pshara, so then the balidinim can never pull out of this. Once a pshara is given, it's final. So you see from here, though, when shnayim shedanu ein dinam din. The fact that they could be chozer tells us that it's not a good din with two people. So the Gemara says, "V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, pligi rabbanan aled rashbag." Now this brisa was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He's a das yachid that he thinks a shnayim shedanu einu din. But we pasch like the rabbanan who perhaps argue on rashbag and hold that it is a din, like Shmuel says. Can't be, because v'ha'amar Rabbi Abahu shnayim shedanu ledivri akol ein dinam din. So the Gemara says, "Gavra gavra karamis." You're asking a shayla two different amarayim. Rashi explains here, Gavra Gavra, Rebbe Abou Ad Shmuel, Shmuel Savar Pligi Rabban Aleo, the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Meaning that Rebbe Abou thinks everyone agrees it's not a good din, and Shmuel thinks he's a machlokis. And that's fine, you're able to have a machlokis between two Amarayim, and therefore there is no problem here. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.